Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Yeah, I can. Adam and Amy have 2, and Alonzo has 3.
Yeah, well, you won that bluff game.
Wow. Pressure.
All righty then. We have flipped a coin. Adam has elected to go first, so... Clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Monday, former National Security Advisor Blank declined to hand over documents regarding his contacts with Russia.
Flynn.
Right, Michael. During an interview on Wednesday, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Blank said that poverty was mostly, quote, a state of mind.
Ben Carson.
Yes, after a 146-year run, Blank held their final show on Sunday.
Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Indeed. A Russian Orthodox bishop criticized for accepting a $100,000 Toyota Land Cruiser as a gift. Defended himself by saying, Blank.
Jesus would have wanted him to.
I'm going to give it to you. He said Jesus would have accepted the luxury SUV, too.
Oh, my God.
This week, Huma Abedin finally filed for divorce from Blank.
Anthony Weiner.
Yep, for the first time in 17 years, Blank fell to third place among cable news networks.
Fox.
Right, Fox News. This week, a Russian media outlet was silenced when a Blank broke into their studio and interrupted the broadcast.
A bear.
A friendly dog. The anchor was halfway through her report on a demolition in Moscow when she was suddenly interrupted by an adorable black lab. Have a listen.
Голосовать за снос включенного в программу реновации. ФСР Артем Васлев расскажет подробнее, что мне делает собака в студии, ребят.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty amazing.
She nailed that dog too.
Later, the dog tried to pull the same trick over at Fox News, but was told that they only allow blonde labs on their air. Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
He got 6 right, 12 more points, total of 14. He'll be hard to catch.
All right. I believe, Amy, you are up next. Oh. Fill in the blank. Following several leaks, British authorities announced they would no longer share information about the attack in blank with the U.S.
Manchester.
Yes, then they decided they would again. This week, California based a bill restricting the gifts that blank companies can give to doctors.
Pharmaceutical.
Right. On Thursday, President Trump gave a speech accusing assembled blank members of not carrying their weight.
NATO.
Right. We actually have a clip from that speech. Listen up. On Thursday, officials in Beijing protested the American naval presence in blank.
Taiwan.
No, the South China Sea. A road in Tennessee was shut down for 3 hours on Monday after someone left a blank on the road and just walked off.
Blake Shelton blow-up doll.
No, a mobile home. A what?
What?
Eyes on the road, Peter. Eyes on the road.
On Sunday, students attending Mike Pence's commencement speech at blank walked out in protest.
Notre Dame.
Right, a Tennessee couple was pulled over on the highway this week after a patrol officer noticed they had a blank on top of their trunk.
Blake Shelton blow-up doll.
Yes. Ding.
Nailed it.
Ding.
No, it was actually a drunk man asleep.
Wait, on top of their car?
Yeah, it was on top of the trunk of their car. This couple was completely unaware. They had already driven 14 miles.
No.
Before the police pulled them over on a highway on-ramp. They were about to get on the interstate. The officer assured the couple the man would get the help he needed, and then they gently placed him on his cruiser's trunk, and they drove him.
Wow.
Maybe he was just particularly adhesive. You don't know.
Wow.
One of those sticky drunk men.
Exactly. Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
4 right, 8 more points, total to 10, and still trailing Adam.
Oh, my gosh. So in order to take it away from Adam, how many does Alonzo need?
6.
All right, Alonzo, this
That's
is for
pressure.
The game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that they would not reinstate Trump's blank.
His driver's license?
No, his the travel ban. On Sunday, the Trump administration agreed to the largest arms deal in U.S. history with blank.
Saudi Arabia?
Right. This week, Fox News retracted a story linking the death of DNC staffer Seth Rich to blank's campaign.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. After totaling her car while swerving to avoid a squirrel in the road, a South Carolina teen told emergency crews blank.
There was a drunk guy on the trunk.
No, she said, I don't like squirrels anymore. 25 years after its second season ended, the third season of David Lynch's TV show Blank premiered on Showtime.
Twin Peaks.
Right, best known for playing James Bond in 7 of those movies. Actor Blank passed away at the age of 89.
Roger Moore.
Right, a man running for governor in Mexico claimed that the campaign hashtag printed on his billboards and posters is not a mistake, despite the fact that it says hashtag blank.
Build a wall?
No, it is hashtag campaign hashtag.
Oh, wow.
All over the Mexican state of Nayarit, you can see billboards with candidate Javier Zapata's face and in giant letters, hashtag campaign hashtag. What it is, of course, is dummy text that the campaign meant to fill in as soon as they had an idea, but they wanted to do that before they sent the order to the billboard company.
Oh,
at
no.
First, Zapata denied that it was a mistake, but now they are blaming it on his running mate, candidate insert name here. Bill, did Alonso do well enough to win?
Well, he got 4 right, 8 more points, total of 10. Not quite, because Adam is this week's winner.
Congratulations. Oh.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. Well done, Adam. You took that strongly.